Welcome to the Crew MPD podcast. We love that the Lord commanded that those who proclaim the gospel should get their living by the gospel. We are driven to equip and inspire Christian workers to be Christ-centered, fully funded, and financially faithful, so that missionary staff can come alongside all people to help them know Jesus. This process is more widely known as Ministry Partner Development, or MPD for short. Welcome to the Crew MPD podcast. Today we are going to be talking about healthy rhythms of MPD during the holidays. I'm Josh Ferguson, and the other host we've got is Mike Rhodes.
Hey guys, great to be with you again.
And we have the Fadleys here, if y'all could introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name's Kyle Fadley.
And I'm Rachel.
All right, why don't y'all tell us a little bit about your time with Crew. How long have you been on staff? What's your current role?
Yeah, absolutely. I have been on staff for 11 years. Started off by stinting my first year out of college in Eastern Europe. And then we were in Cleveland for 6 years and have been in Indiana for the last 4.5. So,
yeah, we transitioned to Indiana so that I could take a role with Crew Innovation or Campus Innovation. And so we develop new tools and resources and help train campus staff in creative problem solving. So,
and I'm currently on the Indy Metro team at IUPUI.
All right. How did y'all first get involved with Crew?
I actually became a believer in Crew my sophomore year at Fall Retreat. A classmate of mine invited me to Crew my freshman year, and I was intrigued, but not enough to come. And then I finally came with her beginning of my sophomore year and ended up at Fall Retreat. And that was really when I first understood the gospel. So I started getting involved then. But it was about the same time that we got involved with Crew.
Yeah. Yeah. Similar story. I came in with a little bit more of a faith background, but definitely saw a significant faith transformation through Crew at Ohio University. So
that's awesome. So shifting over to MPD, what do you think, is a healthy MPD rhythm, when it comes to the holidays?
Yeah, I think I remember our first, holidays on initial MPD, and we, we came out of the gate. We had both interns, and so we had a in the fall when we started MPD, it was going very quickly, and we were like, this is amazing. You know, you start making these unreasonable goals about how soon you're going to finish, you know. And then, yeah, sure enough, right around October, November, it kind of started to slow down a little bit, which probably had more to do with just how our contacts played out, right? We had kind of just finished working through the contacts and referrals for all of our current partners. And so it was starting to kind of slow down a little bit. But we'd also heard from so many people, the holidays are kind of not a great time to raise support, right? You kind of, some folks talking about pausing, you know, during December even. That's kind of what I remember from the early days of MPD and holidays. Yeah.
I think really we started setting some more rhythms around our annual Christmas card. We really every year take time to write individual notes on Christmas cards. When we were in Cleveland, there was actually a group of us that always got together. It was an event. And for like a week long, we would get together at someone's house, eat dinner, and we'd put on like Lord of the Rings or a Marvel movie in the background. And we would all just sit for hours writing notes on all of our Christmas cards and addressing our Christmas cards. And I think all of us really felt like this is important and we want to take the time to do it. I will acknowledge we did that pre-kids. So the event around that, there were none of us had children. But we have kids now, and we don't have a group that gets together with us, but we still handwrite notes every year on our Christmas cards. I think we've missed 1 year in the last 11 years, and it was the year our daughter was born. I still wrote a note, but then we photocopied it on all the cards.
I think already my main takeaway is watch Lord of the Rings for during MPD time. That's my takeaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was like our annual watch through, but we all had watched them so many times. It was just kind of, it was nice to have on in the background while we were doing work.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. Yeah. So with the handwritten notes, what sort of reactions did y'all ever have anybody reach back out to mention that?
Well, we get a lot of Christmas cards back. I don't know how that is for everyone, but we get dozens of Christmas cards back that also typically have handwritten notes on them from our partners. I don't know if anyone has ever reached out, and actually people usually comment on what the kids look like on the cards. I don't know. Can you remember if anyone has?
Yeah, I don't think we've gotten any specific notes about that. But I think the getting all of the Christmas cards back, I think I've taken this clear connection as a response to that. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think also the handwritten notes on the cards that you get back. I don't think I get that many people with handwritten notes on Christmas cards they send me. So I think people are kind of following your lead on that, which is awesome.
Very few. I have one ministry partner who sends the Christmas letter. There is some where that's the tradition where they talk about their entire, what's been going on for them in the entire year and their highlights of the year. But I think I only have one ministry partner who does that.
Oh yeah. No, we get the letters too. So we get the annual letters as well. But I don't know if I've ever actually counted, but we could probably cover a wall in our house with the amount of cards that we get back from people.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Are there any other things that y'all do in terms of MPD during the holidays?
Something that we started just a few years ago, really, was we started taking time before. So, I mean, it's pretty standard. A lot of people will take a week or more off at the end of the year, right? That last 1 or 2 weeks of the year, very little, especially if you're a campus staff, right? What we started doing was saying, okay, we're going to schedule out our time off, and then we're just going to take the 2 days before we do that, right? So it's like we're get off on December 22nd. We're going to really sort of end our project work or our ministry work the 2 days before that, on the 20th, for example. And then the 20th and the 21st, we call every one of our ministry partners. And usually it's a really short call. I mean, a lot of people at that time are already busy for things. And so they'll, some folks will answer, but most won't. And then we just leave a little prayer voicemail, for them there. I think it's really helpful for us because we tend to be, Rachel is just naturally gifted towards cultivation, honestly. And so, I mean, the handwritten notes happen. She did that. I think I wrote one of them, and then I was banned from it because of my handwriting. So I was nobody can read this.
That's totally me. If ever there had to be handwritten cards, I'd hand it up to my own wife and be like, you need to write this card.
Right. Yeah. So she's been the one sort of spearheading a lot of that. But what naturally happens for both of us is that there are certain partners that you're drawn to, right? Whether they're close friends or just partners that are, they tend to reach out a little bit more, right? It's easy to sort of cultivate a lot with those partners and then not reach out to some other partners that maybe don't reach out as much to you, that aren't as visible to you. And so this sort of more systematic way of doing it, like going through, like in MPDX down our list, is really helpful because it makes sure, hey, there's this little touch point that every one of our partners get every year. So,
So to stay kind of motivated, do you reach out to the harder partners first? Like let's reach out to the harder partners first and then kind of work your way to the easier ones.
Interesting.
I think last year we actually just each took a different end of the alphabet in MPDX and worked our way to the middle versus just picking people. Because when we do just pick people, like Kyle said, it's easier to just tend toward the people we already have built more of a relationship with.
Right.
But when we do it alphabetically, it kind of automatically gives us whoever based on their last name. But I think we have found that the people who have picked up or even call us back have been really surprised that we're calling just to check in. Like we're not following up on an ask. We're not asking anything of them. We're just asking how they are, wishing them a Merry Christmas and asking how we can pray for them. I think that has fundamentally changed our relationship with a lot of our partners. We haven't done this as much here in Indiana, but in Cleveland, we had really established a lot of partners at two different churches, Kyle's home church and the church we were going to. We had a lot of partners at both. And so usually around Christmas time, we'd also bring in Christmas cookies or homemade granola, and people expected it. At a certain point, I think like people loved it. I'd come in with this giant box and be like I'd have like their names on all of it. And we always brought extra because, you know, there are people who maybe aren't partners with us. We didn't want to, you know, ostracize them in any way. But I think that developed a lot of relationships too.
Mm-hmm. Has it become so much of a tradition for some of your partners where it's like Christmas is ruined if they don't have their Kyle and Rachel Christmas cookies?
Good question. I think we've been, we'll call it strategically inconsistent. Hopefully they're not expecting it completely, but yeah.
COVID disrupted that for us a little bit.
Yeah.
Because in our first year we lived here, when we went home to visit his parents, we brought the cookies. But COVID kind of ruined that.
Well, I'm actually connecting this sort of inconsistency with, I was reading in a book recently where they were talking about, like customer loyalty programs, right? And they were talking about this one restaurant that instead of doing a like rewards program, just gave their employees like a budget and said like every, you know, you any given day you have like $50, or that sounds wrong, but there's a certain amount of money that they're like, you can just use this to give things away to customers at any point that you feel like you want to. So you just strike up a conversation, you're like, I like you, I'm paying for your coffee today, or like I'm giving you whatever, free dessert. And what they found was that it was actually really positively received. And the unexpectedness of it was part of what made it extra special, right? It wasn't like, oh yeah, like this is my 10th coffee, and so therefore I get it for free. But it was like, there was more thought, like they felt more cared for as customers because of this, the inconsistency of it, right?
Interesting.
I'm just putting that together and thinking like, perhaps that's part of the benefit of like, I think it's easy for me to put the expectation on myself of like, we have to do something, you know, like, are we hitting cultivation checkpoints, right? Have we done something in the past months or whatever for partners? And there are some ways that that's helpful and some ways that, that maybe that's not helpful because you want to, you don't want to bear the burden of that if it's sort of an too heavy of a burden, but also then your partners maybe will receive more thought and care if it's just more inconsistent. So
I'm curious then how, because it's the holidays, like let's say from Thanksgiving to New Year's, you've got like three major holidays. How do you overcome a lot of those barriers? Because it's like once you've hit Thanksgiving, it's like people are traveling. There's Christmas parties almost every day of the week between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right? And so how do you overcome holiday barriers?
I think that's a great question. I think some of it is also not getting in your head about it. Like especially with our phone calls, like the amount of people who do pick up, even if it's December 21st, is probably higher than you'd expect. And like Kyle said, they're not necessarily long conversations, but I mean, we've always been told or always heard, you know, people are really busy. Don't worry about doing this, but we just decided to do it anyway. and I think that we've seen benefit from that. And that was just us deciding to try and pursue people intentionally.
Yeah. I think in general, I always try to remind myself that I have the benefit of ignorance whenever I'm reaching out to anyone. Right. Which is that even sometimes I'll like hear about something like, hey, this person's going through kind of a tough time, or you see something on Facebook every once in a while. And I'm like, oh, do I not reach out? Do I need to mention it, like, or whatever? But then I'm like, there's actually not a ton of reason for me to know about this thing, right? And so I can reach out and say, you know, act like nothing's happening, and they're not going to think it's weird. You know what I mean? Like, they might be like, oh, things are super busy right now. Now's not a good time. But I find that most of the time people aren't offended. And I mean, obviously with cultivation calls, it's much easier because you're not necessarily, I'm not looking for them to give me a response necessarily, right? But even with appointment calls, we've done that before, done texter calls at the end of, in the holidays. And it's like, yeah, they're probably super busy, but I don't know that.
Yeah. Reminds me of like the way in which we always tell our staff, like, you don't know, like filling in the blanks for a reason why someone might not answer or might not join your team is just unhelpful. Like, yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you guys mentioned, you know, don't just assume because it's December 20th or 21st that nobody's going to pick up the phone. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, you can still just ask people, how are they doing? Even if you might already know some of the answers to that question. Mm-hmm. But are there any other kind of misconceptions that you guys have had to kind of fight through or persevere through? Maybe persevere through is a better way of saying that.
I think one thing that's coming to mind is that if we feel like we're late, like we've already missed the deadline for maybe end of the year ask or our Christmas card, then it's not worth doing. The year we first became parents, I remember like the week of Thanksgiving, we didn't even have a picture picked out. And I think it really easily, we could have just chosen not to do anything. But I'm glad that we still did it.
Yeah.
I remember when we had our son, we did New Year's cards.
That's great.
It was just so much.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What are the benefits that you guys have found of doing MPD during the holidays?
I'll say that this time of connecting with partners has caused a significant shift in how I relate to my partners. I think before we were doing this, I often felt this burden. There was this tape running in my head of like, you need to do more to cultivate with your partners or they're going to, because you're not doing enough. Right. Like, and so seeing them as almost sort of, needy, you know what I mean? Or like expecting more from me than I've been giving. Right. And so even I'm making the calls like, oh, I've got to do this or else they're going to leave my team, you know? And oftentimes what I would hear when they would answer the phone is like, is just care for us. Like, oh, hey, how are you guys doing? How's the ministry going? Like, what do you guys need? You know, like, how can we pray for the ministry? And so I would leave phone calls being like, oh no, it's the opposite, right? They're excited about our ministry and they want to help us. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
They're carrying the burden. They're not adding to the burden. So
I love that. They're carrying the burdens, not adding to them.
I feel like the holidays, I think we on staff think about our end of the year ask, which isn't a bad thing. But Christmas tends to be a very generous time of year. But I also think it's a real relational time of year. Mm-hmm. People are spending more time with their families, and just considering other people more. And I think that I really do think that we have made stronger relationships with our partners from reaching out with them, like reaching out to them and connecting with them at this time. I think that there's been an overwhelming supportive response to the little things that we have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do you maintain a good perspective of doing MPD during the holidays? Because like I said, you on the one hand, you have to kind of overcome the obstacles of, you know, people are busy, but at the same token, you guys are busy during the holidays too. Like, you guys have Christmas parties to go to and friends and family to hang out with. And it's really easy to get distracted. So how do you keep the perspective of like maintaining working on MPD even during a hectic, busy season?
Nothing's coming to mind like specifically about the holidays. Perhaps it's just because we have two young kids now. It's always busy, you know? And so,
right.
Even just the past couple of weeks, we've been in a season of more really intentionally pursuing, some support and, like realizing like, oh, scheduling appointments is so much harder now. Like, it used to be like, do you want to meet tomorrow? Like I can make my schedule work however you want it to. Right. And now it's like, oh, we've got this going on that night, that going on this, you know, it's like, there's just so many more moving pieces now. I most of my way of dealing with the perspective, like one way is just to like do it before I can think too much about it. Honestly, it's just like send the text, make the call. Like, back in the, I mean, now we're mostly texting, but I remember back in the day, like I would be like looking at a task on my phone and I'd be like, oh, I don't want to call this person. And then another part of me would be like, oop, click the button. Whoops. Like the phone's ringing. So you got to do something about it now.
That's awesome. I used to do the same thing. I would, I used to joke about tricking myself and doing MPD. And I remember I would always put, my more difficult calls at the top.
Yeah.
And then my easier ones at the bottom. And then I usually found that like in the process of doing calls, you know, encouragement would come along the way or, mm-hmm. you know, just the, yeah, I think we often underestimate the spiritual warfare of dialing a phone or whatever it is to reach out to a partner. And sometimes it's just taking the step of faith of this is what I know is the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. or I mean, even in that, like, even the reverse works just as well, where I think in my own MPD, I'm like, I would make the easy calls first, but exactly for that reason, because I would get the affirmation from the people that I knew that I was going to, that were the easy calls.
Sure.
And it's like, oh, that wasn't so bad. That was easy.
Yeah.
Oh, then maybe this person who I think is going to be a lot harder isn't going to be actually that hard at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think with the holidays being busy, I would encourage to, like, usually there is some sort of space or time, whether your kids are in school or after they go to bed, there's usually some sort of space that you can find time. I know there are days when you're just like, I cannot, I'm over it. This is not my love language. But I think that if you schedule it ahead of time, like write it in your planner, put it on the calendar, put it in your Google calendar, however you function, clear your schedule, because it is part of our job. I think it's part of our job. Yeah. And so I think the reminder that it is okay to make space for it and to put time toward it.
Yeah. And what I hear when you say it's part of our job is, like, I'm often tempted to say, okay, I've got, 8 hours of work to do today. I'll fill that with ministry, campus, like, assignment tasks. Right. And then after I go home, after the kids are in bed, that's when I'm going to make calls or, like, whatever. And, like, if you need to do that, fine. But I've been continually trying to say, no, I need to cut into my ministry time. This is a part of my ministry. And so, like, it's much less stressful for me to work on MPD at, like, 9:30 or 10 in the morning when I'm sitting down and it's work time, right? That my mind has space for that. But when I try to fit it into work or during the holidays, you're like, oh, need to wait until after we get off. That's when I'll work on MPD. I would say, hey, I wonder if there's some time in your work time, you can make space for it. Yeah.
Lots of good thoughts. So many things I think for people to think through as the holidays are coming. For somebody who maybe hasn't done a good job of keeping up healthy rhythms during the holidays, what is maybe a small step that they could take, or a word of encouragement that you would want to give them to try and do more this holiday season?
Yeah, I like what you said, like, what's a small step that someone can take? I don't think it has to be, you don't have to write a whole letter to people. You can write the same note on each card. and that is okay. You can individualize it too. The only case in which somebody might know that you've written the same thing is if you have family members who are multiple family members who are on your team. But I think that you don't have to overthink it. Like, it doesn't have to be it doesn't have to be crazy long or inventive. I think even sending a text that just says "thinking of you, Merry Christmas" is special, and means something. But I also think everybody's life situation looks different, and we can't think through all the different ways of life that people are walking through. And for some people, it might feel impossible to write on Christmas cards, or maybe they don't see a benefit to it. And that's okay too. But I would say, at least if you are in campus ministry, get your students involved. I've actually asked students to write on cards for me before, and they've been excitedly involved in different. We've had students write on postcards about their experience on spring break before, which I know is not Christmas. But I actually, my intern year, I sent Thanksgiving cards and I had my whole Bible study just sign their name or write something they were learning on the cards. And they loved it. They loved it. And I think our kids too, like our daughter's only five, but like I have her sometimes just scribble pictures on things and people love that too. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
That's totally what I'm going to do for my next prayer letter. I'm just going to scribble pictures on my prayer letter. And it's not my kid. It's me.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah. I think it's such a creative idea. Yeah. I think sometimes people get so overwhelmed with all the different possibilities and options and thinking that they have to do it themselves. And I think realizing like, no, you have resources at your disposal, the people you minister to, maybe some of your volunteers, you know, most of them would be happy to be a part of reaching out to your partners that allow you to do the ministry. Mm-hmm. So that's such a great thought. Well, thank y'all so much for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to the Crew MPD podcast. Please help others find our show by liking, sharing, and rating us on Apple iTunes and wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find us on social media by searching for the Crew MPD podcast. Check out the show notes for more information, including the various resources we mentioned in the episode. Till next time, we encourage you to be faithful and full of faith in all things, especially in MPD.